And while we're on this subject of being able to recognize and develop our beauty, to the street musician brothers and sisters in Madrid, I hope you will give a big fat finger to your state, telling you that your gifts are not sufficient to subject our ears to them. Excuse me, this is how we grow them. This is how we claim them. And the ranking that the state takes as its prerogative is its big fat finger to us, which sometimes bends in a crook to woo us in, to wither our spirit either from without or within, encouraging us to sneer at each other, a familiar, even familial pattern, I would say. And no doubt, our but pointing out this tactic will inspire the agents of power to pay folks without either heart or without means to pretend to be what they aren't. I suspected such doings when my local community here in Berkeley was being asked to vote on a sit-lie ordinance, which criminalized occupying the public sidewalks. So frightened of each other we must be, it would have us believe, as to need the state's protection from folks taking for themselves such a modest degree of independence from convention. And as the vote was being pondered, the local telegraph drag down by the university held an exceptionally disruptive quotient of street youth, the authenticity of many of whom I doubted. This tactic of paying folks to influence public opinion was also recently used in Richmond, California, where folks suspect that it was Chevron behind that nonprofit that paid low-income folks to flood a city council meeting and pretend to be homophobic. And best believe, to my brothers and sisters occupying our main post office here in Berkeley, some inauthentic folk will try to make your lives a misery and try to wear you down to make you leave. And selfishly, I say, please stay. And just now, I heard this, quote, human beings in general aren't good at prevention. They're good at responding to things, unquote. These are words of a pundit I heard on August 23rd on a progressive radio station, to which I say, use I statements, dude, please. The first folks here and Earth-connected folks in general are most deaf able to think about what future is wanted. And in this same segment, both host and guest made the brain the actor determiner of behavior, apart from the whole of us. And that's a pet peeve of mine. This is deep propaganda that's reinforced across the political spectrum. For reasons I think if we ponder just a little bit, it will be clear to see. Why would they want us to not claim heart as an actor?